Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, Dan Kaplan, sports business reporter with The Athletic, taking a look at what everybody's waiting for throughout the day. The Bills and entire NFL schedule set to be released. Dan, thanks for being with us. You know, it's kind of different for us here in Buffalo, where typically, you know, last year was a little bit different when you got to the end of the year. But, I mean, for years and years, we've been used to 1 o'clock Sunday for just about every single game on the schedule. There was no real appetite to see the Bills on the national stage at all. This year, we feel like it's a little bit different with how good the team is and how well they performed on that national stage over the last season. What do you think about the Bills? Are we ready for prime time, so to speak?
Oh, clearly. I mean, the AFC Championship game, star quarterback, it's a historic brand in the NFL, clearly, four Super Bowls in a row, and the fan base is legendary. We're going to know shortly whether who the opponent for Tampa is on the opening game that Thursday night. Buffalo has been talked about. My guess is it will be the Dallas Cowboys. They're on the home schedule for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But clearly we're going to see Buffalo in prime time many more times than we have seen in the past.
You know, right now, Dan, the county executive here says only vaccinated fans will be in the stadium this fall. Are you hearing that in any other NFL market?
I'm not hearing that in other NFL markets. Again, this is New York State has been more aggressive when it comes to this. We have this, and I'm in New York City. We have this with the baseball stadiums. They have vaccinated sections. There's the Excelsior app, as we know, that New York State has, where you can feed in your vaccination data. There are no other states that have this sort of policy. So it's a state-by-state approach, and certainly some of the quote-unquote red states, we're not going to see any of that.
You know, it seems like it's getting even outside of red states. So you look at the Washington football team announced they're expecting full capacity. Kansas City and Philadelphia doing so this week. Is that the norm of what we're expecting to see throughout the league for opening week, is stadiums at 100% capacity?
Well, the NFL has said they expect full stadiums. But again, this will come down to it's not the NFL's discretion. It's up to local and officials. So New York State has been far more conservative, as we all know, with regard to the public and coronavirus. So look, to me, it makes a lot of sense to have full stadiums if you need to check vaccination status. So be it. But we're clearly coming out of the end of this pandemic.
Yeah. So if tickets are going on sale tonight, like they are here for the Bills, you know, do teams, you know, get away with it by saying, hey, if we have to at the end restrict capacity, we will. You know, we reserve that right to do it. But they could go ahead right now and sell 100% of tickets.
They could, and they would have the necessary language. I mean, remember the NFL sold tickets a year ago in the teeth of the pandemic. So there is language that can be included in any ticket back of the ticket, obviously digital now, but they can sell 100% of capacity and have the necessary waivers to pull that back.
Back to the schedule itself. How typically are those things weighed in terms of how many primetime games a team gets and whether or not, you know, last season we kind of really saw those weighted at the end of the year. It seemed like the Bills were playing a night game almost every single week in the last month of the season. Are those typically spread out? Does that not matter as much when the schedule comes out?
Well, the NFL has flexible scheduling towards the end of the season, and now that's expanding to Monday night to the Monday night games. So if you're a fan with a ticket to a game later in the season and your team is performing well, you may want to be flexible with your schedule because the game very well may be bumped from Sunday afternoon to Sunday night or even Monday night. So right now the schedule comes out and the Bills are in four or five or six primetime games. And God forbid, for your listeners, they stink. Some of those primetime games could be flexed out back to Sunday afternoon. So it's great that the Bills will have, you know, a number of primetime games. But do remember, with flexible scheduling, that can go in reverse.
All right, and you know, LA and Vegas were new teams last year, but are they kind of being treated like new teams this year too because of the fan aspect, fans being allowed in?
I mean, clearly the NFL and the broadcasters want that spectacle of the first game with fans in the stands in LA and Las Vegas. So those will be highly sought after primetime games.
Dan, as always, thanks for the time this morning. Dan Kaplan, sports business reporter with The Athletic, joining us live.